From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Caitlin McElwain. Missouri's candidate filing period is in the books, and as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the last 2 days of filing brought about a big shakeup to the Secretary of State's race.
Since Monday, four viable GOP candidates have entered what is now an eight-way Republican primary for Secretary of State. St. Louis County Politico Jamie Corley, House Speaker Dean Plocker, State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, and Wentzville Municipal Judge Mike Carter. Since Coleman withdrew from Missouri's 3rd Congressional District race and Plocker pulled the plug on his Lieutenant Governor bid, candidates can file for those posts until Friday. One race that featured no surprises was the U.S. Senate contest, where Lucas Kuntz and Carl LeMay are the two major Democratic candidates in the race to square off against GOP Senator Josh Hawley. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A public visitation and celebration of life for University of Missouri student Riley Strain is happening later this week. KOMU 8 reports the visitation will be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Friday in Springfield. Strain's body was recovered on March 22nd from the Cumberland River in West Nashville. The Metro Nashville Police Department said this week that his death continues to appear accidental. Instead of flowers, people can make donations in Strain's honor to the Missouri Department of Conservation. Strain was 22. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill that prohibits foreign entities from acquiring farmland in the state. Senators voted 27-2 for legislation that contains a provision that bars foreign entities from purchasing farmland that is within 500 miles of any military facility in Missouri. Senator Sandy Crawford, a Republican from Buffalo, voted against the bill. When it was up for debate in mid-March, she expressed concerns over the rights of farm owners.
I don't think it's fair that you tell farmers who to sell their land to and you don't tell anyone else who they can sell their land to.
The legislation now goes to the Missouri House, where it could undergo changes. If that occurs, the bill would again need Senate approval. A man who was briefly handcuffed in the chaos that followed the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally is suing a Tennessee congressman. The suit claims the congressman falsely accused Denton Loudermill Jr. in social media posts of being one of the shooters. Loudermill, of Olathe, Kansas, filed the federal lawsuit this week against U.S. House Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee. The suit alleges the remarks were, quote, highly offensive, derogatory in the extreme, and defamatory. Burchett's spokeswoman says the office doesn't comment on pending or active litigation. Loudermill is seeking more than $75,000 in damages. I'm Caitlin McElwain, KBIA News, Columbia.